Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations says a ceasefire process for Sudan is under discussion, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's top official in Sudan, Volker Perthes, tells the Associated Press the troubled nation's warring generals have agreed to negotiations, potentially in Saudi Arabia, even as they clash in the capital, despite another three-day extension of a fragile ceasefire. Perthes adds, if the talks come together, they would initially focus on establishing a stable and reliable ceasefire monitored by national and international observers. But he warns there were still challenges in holding the negotiations. A string of temporary truces over the past week have eased fighting only in some areas, and in others, fierce battles are continuing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United Nations World Food Programme says it's resuming operations in Sudan after a pause of more than 2 weeks prompted by the killings of three staff members. Michael Atit reports from Port Sudan.
The WFP said distribution of food is expected to commence in the states of Gadarif, Jazira, Kassala and White Nile in the coming days to provide the life-saving assistance that many so desperately need right now. The WFP suspended operations when three staff members were killed in the first day of the conflict between Sudan's army and the paramilitary unit, the Rapid Support Forces. The WFP noted that more than 15 million people faced severe food insecurity in Sudan before the conflict began, and said it expects the number to grow significantly as the fighting continues. Michael Atit for VOA News, Port Sudan.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched its second large salvo of missiles at Ukraine in recent days. The attack damaged buildings and wounded at least 34 people, but failed to hit.